Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers of America and the United Food and Commercial Workers of America, both of Washington, D.C. We appreciate their support. Joining me today, we have J. David Cox, president of the American Federation of Government Employees. J. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles. Always great to be with you.
J. David, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Right now, I think most of us, including federal employees that have health care coverage, are picking up the phone and calling their senators and saying, hey, you know what? The Affordable Care Act needs some work. Don't try and get rid of it anymore, huh?
Very much so. Actually, the Affordable Care Act was designed and developed on the similar fashion of federal employee health benefit plan for everybody to be in, your option to change plans. If they crash and burn the Affordable Care Act, they will come for federal employee health benefit plan, which probably covers over 9 million people in this country when we have active and retired federal employees. It would be disastrous. Sure, it needs improvement for the Affordable Care Act, but the issue of just repeal, not replace, because you want people to die in the streets. That's not how I was raised, and I don't believe that's what a country is supposed to do.
J. David, you spent 30-some years in the VA hospital system providing medical care for veterans. One of the things that concerns me deeply as a veteran is the 1.75 million veterans that are on Medicaid that are going to lose benefits because of the loss of the Affordable Care Act, in addition to the 32 million people that will eventually lose their coverage. I mean,
Yeah, Charles, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, it's painful. We've got a lot of veterans that are on Medicaid, but there's a lot of veterans' families that are on Medicaid, and many elderly citizens of this country are on Medicaid. You go to nursing homes all over the country. Most of them are elderly women because us men just don't live quite as long. I guess it's our genes aren't quite as good. But
bad living.
They're there. Yeah, we'll both agree with that. But they're there, and it's not that they didn't work hard. They paid their taxes. They were activists. They were the PTA people. They were the Little League coaches. They were all these things in the community. But if you're just an average working person, you can't save up enough money to live to be 95 years old on, unless you're a billionaire the day you're born. It just don't work that way.
Absolutely. Hey, J. David, some wins for the American Federation of Government Employees, base realignment and closure. What happened there?
We were able to knock that down. Senator McCain wanted to authorize a new round of BRAC base realignment and closure, meaning closing military bases. We opposed it, and we're successful in opposing that. Number one, all you had to do was listen to the president at the UN yesterday, and we could be building more military bases very quickly in this country and other countries because I believe I was hearing him say, war is good. But we do not need to be closing our military bases. We need to be having a strong national defense. We were able to also continue with the moratorium on the A-76 contracting out. The government has so many contracts, it can't even tell you who it has a contract with and for or how much they're spending on it. So we need government employees doing that work. Government employees do the best job for the best price and the best bang for the buck.
J. David, it's what, up to 2-3 contractors for every federal employee that's out there?
A minimal of that. A minimal. There's the shadow workforce that is, 2, 3, 4 or more that does all these things. No one knows what they do. All the government agencies can't even give you a list of who the contracts are, how much they cost, and what they are for. And government contracts are a very lucrative business, and we get the stories in the news all the time about some of them. And I'm not against contractors. There's many things that the government needs to contract for goods and services, and that a lot of people do a great job and run good companies. But there's always that fleecing that goes on. I certainly know the bills I owe at my household, and right. I suspect you do, and I certainly know the bills that AFGE owes, and I would just think that each government agency should know what contracts they have and what money they owe. That's just good business. If we want the government to be like the private sector, I bet there's not a corporation in this country that doesn't have a list of every contract they have and how much they're paying for it.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate thing. And, you know, every time you get somebody like Senator Cruz standing up and talking about, oh, those bureaucrats that write 70,000 pages worth of IRS tax code, isn't he talking about Congress and not the civil servants enforcing it?
That's exactly who he's talking about, because tax codes are passed by the United States Congress. They're not passed by federal employees, and federal employees only take and write regulations from the laws that the Congress passes. And Senator Cruz doesn't like taxes, but I'm telling you what, I believe our Secretary of Health and Human Services likes taxes, because I believe he likes to fly around in private jets and everything. It's nice that you even have government jets that are always on standby to take you, but that's not quick enough, fast enough. He wants private ones.
Yeah.
Talk about drain in the swamp.
Yeah, it's funny, J. David, because I literally talked about this today, and I said if I had done this as a military member or if I had done this as a civil servant, somebody would have shown me the door. But no, if you're an appointed or an elected individual, that's all right. You know, I can do this. Oops, sorry. Oh, I'll pay it back. No,
this is the same man that is advocating to take a 90-year-old citizen of this country that worked hard all their lives in some factory, that taught Sunday school, that raised money for the PTA, was a stand-up civic person, and wants to throw them out of a nursing home and let them die in the street, and he's flying around for chartered private jets. Give me a break today, Charles. You can tell my blood pressure is boiling.
There you go. There you go, J. David. Any other words we should know?
We are really cranking up things in the VA. We're having rallies all over the country, calling attention to the fact of 49,000 vacancies in the VA that Congress has funded, fully appropriated. They need to fill those vacancies, take care of the men and women that have served this country so faithfully, and we are truly putting the pressure on Secretary Shulkin to fill these vacancies and advocating for laws to be passed that he's got to report to Congress on at least like a monthly basis, how many vacancies, what he's done to fill them, how many he's filled and how many he's not. Let's talk about true accountability, and that accountability is having the healthcare professionals and claims specialists available to process and take care of veterans.
Absolutely.
Those are things we're cranking up.
Yeah, and J. David, let us know how we can help with that, because, you know, I got to tell, you know, we have a mutual friend, Will Fisher. He's now with Vote Vets. We're talking on a regular basis with Will Attig, who is the AFL-CIO Union Veterans Council director. We're talking to this about this manpower shortage and funding shortage to just about anybody who holds still long enough to hear it. And universally, I found people are just absolutely appalled, and they're asking the question, well, how do you expect an agency to do its job if you don't allow them to hire the people they need and you don't fund it the way they need to be funded? You know, So
you're doing it because you want to shut it down and privatize the agency. I just met with all of the veteran service organizations. They are all up in arms saying, no, you've got to fill these vacancies. Veterans want their health care at the VA. Veterans deserve their claims processed accurately and timely, and we need the staff. We don't want it contracted out. And we are going to be pushing very hard. I am very pleased. I've seen some ads that Vote Vets has put on the airways showing the great work that veterans and how veterans want their care at the VA. I commend their organization immensely, and obviously the Union Vet Council will do a great job.
Yeah, they do.
Real good job.
And you're still the chair for that council, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. Yeah. I'm very proud to chair that council for the AFL-CIO, and we do a lot of great work with all the programs in the unions. The Helmet to Hard Hats program certainly works to give a lot of veterans jobs and skills and training, it's just so good. Membership in unions are high number of veterans themselves. Right. So we're very proud of that organization.
And you know, J. David, I got to say this. We are all collectively very proud. Our family's growing. AFGE is growing rapidly. And, the family just continues to get bigger and bigger, and it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
That's for sure. That's what we want to have happen.
Absolutely. J. David, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. How do we find out more about the American Federation of Government Employees?
Excuse me, Charles. Check us out at afge.org. A lot of information on our website.
There you go. J. David, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it, Charles. You keep up the good work. I always enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. That was J. David Cox. Folks, I got to tell you, he was a medical guy with the VA hospital for 30-some years, and he cares deeply. Great guy to be looking after our troops, that's for sure. Hey, in the meantime, folks, one more time, pick up the phone, call your senator, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Tell him, do not sabotage the Affordable Care Act. Tell them you don't want to see 1.75 million veterans be kicked off of Medicaid. You don't want to see 32 million fellow Americans lose their health care coverage. Pick up the phone. Make that call. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.